Her gasp caught in her throat as Bellamy's arrow shot forward, landing with a terrible thwack right in the creature's chest. For a second, Clark wondered if she could save it. Run over, remove the arrow, and stitch it back up. Bellamy grabbed her arm, squeezing it just hard enough to convey both assurance and warning. That rabbit was going to help keep them alive, Clark knew. It would give Talia a little strength. She tried to close her eyes, but they remained locked on the animal. "It's okay," Bellamy said quietly. "I got it through the heart. He won't suffer for long." He was right. The rabbit stopped twitching and slowly fell to the forest floor, then went still. Bellamy turned to her. "Sorry. I know it's not easy to watch someone suffer." A chill passed over her that had nothing to do with the dead rabbit. "Someone? Something." He corrected himself with a shrug. "Anything." Clark watched Bellamy jog over to the rabbit, extract the arrow, and swing the creature over his shoulder. "Let's go this way," he said, inclining his head. The tension seemed to have drained away, Bellamy's mood visibly bolstered by his successful kill. "So what's the story with you and Wells?" he asked, shifting the rabbit over to his other shoulder. Clark braced for a rush of indignation at his nosiness, but it never came. "We dated for a little bit, a while ago, but it didn't work out." Bellamy snickered. "Yeah, well, that part was obvious." He paused, waiting for Clark to continue. "So?" he prodded. "What happened?"
"He did something unforgivable." Instead of making a joke or using the opportunity to make a jab at Wells, Bellamy grew serious.
"I don't think anything's unforgivable," he said quietly. "Not if it's done for the right reasons." Clark didn't say anything, but couldn't help wondering whether he was talking about what Octavia had done to be confined or something else. Bellamy glanced up, as if the treetops had caught his attention, then looked back at Clark.
"I'm not saying he didn't do something terrible, whatever it was. All I mean is that I sort of understand where he's coming from."
He reached out to run his finger along the bright yellow moss spiraling up the trunk of a tree.
"Wells and I are the only two people who chose to be here, who came for a reason."
Clark started to reply, but realized that she wasn't sure what to say. They were so different on the surface. Wells, whose belief in structure and authority had resulted in her parents' execution, and Bellamy, the hot-headed Waldenite who'd held the Chancellor at gunpoint. But they were both willing to do anything to get what they wanted, to protect the people they cared about.